Damascus has strongly condemned the meeting of foreign-backed Syrian opposition groups in Qatar as a declaration of war against the country. Syria's Deputy Foreign Minister Faisal al-Muqdad says the unity deal signed by the opponents of President Bashar al-Assad rejects any dialogue with Damascus. Muqdad also slammed France for recognizing the opposition as a legitimate representative of the Syrian people. He accused Paris of reviving its, quote, colonialist past. French President François Hollande has said that Paris is considering giving weapons to the Syrian opposition after the recognition. Let's talk about this with Ala Ibrahim, who's a journalist and political analyst who joins us from Damascus. Ala Ibrahim, we have the Syrian Deputy Foreign Minister Faisal al-Muqdad, who has said that the Doha meeting was a declaration of war. These people, the opposition, as he has said, don't want to solve the issue peacefully through mechanisms of the UN. What is your reaction upon hearing that?
Well, actually, when the Vice Foreign Minister says that this is a declaration of war, I think he is referring to the recent events. We've seen recently that the war between Syria and the coalition against it, and I'm not here referring to the coalition of the opposition, I'm referring to a coalition that stretches from Qatar, Saudi Arabia, all the way to Turkey, and the United States and of America, and perhaps Israel. This coalition is now trying to gain some ground diplomatically after they failed to ground any substantial victory on the ground through their militants and the armed groups. Right now, we've seen a conflict of diplomacies. The Syrian government, on one hand, is trying to cash in on the fact that they managed to hold their positions for more than 20 months right now and to fight off what they call a cosmic war against them. And at the same time, countries who are leading the war against Syria, as I said before, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, United States of America, and perhaps Israel, they're also trying to achieve something through diplomacy by declaring this opposition coalition, by giving it the recognition of the GCC countries and now France. And I think upcoming days we will witness a heavy movement on the diplomatic field and perhaps some attempts by both sides to prove that they still have control on the ground.
Well, how much weight do you give to the fact that almost a little over 24 hours after their head, Muaz al-Khatib, who is now chosen as the head of the coalition, has said that Europe should recognize the Syrian opposition as a legitimate provisional government,
yes,
and then goes on to say that this will then enable it to seek weapons?
Well, if you read a letter addressed from Muaz al-Khatib to his supporters over social networks today, you would see that he has addressed them, asking them to name the next Friday to seek more support from the United States of America and President Obama in particular. He asked them to unify their banners, to unify the mottos and the slogans they shout. And they asked even the military councils, which is supposed to control the armed groups, to raise the coalition flag under the independence flag, which the rebels use in Syria. I think we shouldn't... These countries, like France, like Qatar, like GCC countries, they are the sponsors of this new political entity. As a result, they do everything they can to empower it, including recognizing it immediately.
And finally, what about the exclusion of the United States, the Arab League, and of course many countries in Europe who have not come out and stated recognition for this opposition umbrella group?
Well, there are many explanations for this fact, but let's start with the explanation that the coalition provided in the letter of Ahmed Muaz al-Khatib to his supporters. He said, Syria is a vital country and the whole world won't recognize us before he knows that there's someone eligible to run the country. Maybe this is the reason, but I think countries like the United States of America and other countries in Europe and the Arab League, they know that things on the ground are different from the media, what mainstream media are trying to portray. Sometimes they try to say that the insurgents control 70% of the territories of Syria. They try to say that the insurgents and the rebels have the upper hand in Syria. And I think many countries understand the fact that this is not true. The Syrian government is very strong. They still control the majority, if not the whole territories of Syria, with the exclusion of some border towns and border villages. So as a result, everyone is waiting to see how far can the rebels achieve something on the ground? If they can achieve something on the ground, then they will say, okay, we will recognize you and we will negotiate with you and we will give you more help.
Alaa Ibrahim, thank you very much. Alaa Ibrahim, they're journalists and political analysts from Damascus.